Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson, and I'm just delighted to come into your home, into your house and job, on the internet, wherever you may be, on the social network. We are just delighted that you have joined us on the Word for Today radio broadcast ministries on today. I'm telling you, I'm excited. This week has been awesome. You know, what else could you ask for? When you have a God like we have, a God like we serve, what else can you ask for? Let me tell you, God, he's just been doing what he does all the time, blowing my mind. You know, I'm so thankful for everything that came through, everything that we needed this week. He has provided. He has blessed us. Amen. I'm telling you, you need to let somebody know that God is alive. He is not dead. I'm not just talking about the materialistic things. I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about just overall. He is a God that loves us, a God that don't lie, a God that won't disappoint. He is a God that truly keeps his promises according to his word. Well, listen, beloved, on today, we are just delighted and humbled to have a special guest on the radio broadcast today. Her name is Apostle Raquel Peek, amen. And let me tell you, we're just excited, amen. She's the pastor of Kingdom Building International Ministries Incorporated, and they're out of Gastonia, North Carolina. My goodness. I didn't know they had so many different cities in North Carolina, praise God. But I'm excited that she's here with us on today. So I just want you to prepare yourself, amen, as I bring her out to introduce her to the listening radio audience on today. Good afternoon, and God bless you, Apostle Peek. How are you?
I am wonderful, just blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and so delighted to be on with you in this afternoon just to talk about the goodness of the Lord.
Amen, amen. And, you know, we are just excited that you're here, that you have accepted the call, praise God. And, you know, I'm excited because God has just been, you know, revealing his word to us through other powerful men and women of God this week. And look here, you know, I believe that the Lord is going to be a conclusion, you know, of the matter, a conclusion to the story. Well, you know, normally we would say that we would have a conference or revival, but because we're on every week, I'm just going to say the conclusion for this week. Amen. Praise God. Well, you are the pastor, amen. Now, Gastonia, North Carolina, I have family in Greensboro and Raleigh and I think a few little spots out there. I think High Point, Chapel Hill. So where's Gastonia? How far is that from those areas? I don't know too much about your city.
Well, Gastonia is about, is the next city over from Charlotte. So it's about 25 minutes from Charlotte. If you're coming from the airport where we're located, it's about 20 minutes from Charlotte Douglas International Airport. So we're the next big city over, but certainly not as large as Charlotte. If you're going down Raleigh and Greensboro and them, it's about 3.5 hours away.
Oh, okay.
So our next big
God.
City over is Charlotte.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to have to put you on the map, too. Praise God that we can go out there and visit you, Apostle. I tell you, my goodness, amen. I'm excited. Time to turn around. I find a new city out there in North Carolina. Well, you know something? Glory to God, amen. And you are the pastor of the Kingdom Building International Ministries, KBIM. Amen. And they're located at 49 South Van Street in Gastonia, North Carolina. Well, listen, beloved, we're going to go ahead and give you that information later on, how you can contact them and everything else. But now that you've joined us and we have folks that are out there, we're going to go ahead and move out the way. Ladies and gentlemen, today's special guest is Apostle Raquel Peake. At this time, we're moving out the way to bring her to you. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen, amen. You know, when the men of God send out the invitation just to come on the air and just to talk about, you know, whatever the Lord just dropped in my spirit, and I was just waiting. I've been waiting all week on the Lord just to give me exactly what is it that he really wants his people to really hear on today, as we, you know, as even as we go over into a long weekend, and we're coming up on Memorial Day on Monday. We're coming up on the first of the month, which is going to be over on next week. And the Holy Ghost just dropped this in my spirit, and he gave me a word concerning the formula to a miracle. And I don't know how many of us out there that's been seeking God for a miracle, and you just want a miracle. And I know when you hear, you know, apostles and prophets, you just hear miracles, signs, and wonders. But according to this formula, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be an apostle in order for the miracle, signs, and wonder to follow you. And I'm just going to give you in 20 minutes, 10 minutes, just the formula how to work a miracle. And the Lord took me, he took me in the book of John, and where he was at the wedding, you know, the very first miracle that Jesus performed, that he was at the wedding, and what happened was the wine run out, and just because of time, you know, and so many of us that you even know this very scripture, that I will not necessarily go in the scripture, but take it from my context and my reference as how Jesus worked a miracle. And the Lord said to me, tell my people, in order for him to work a miracle, then that must be that we must have a need. And the meaning of miracle, you may search the Webster Dictionary, and scientists and all these other people may try to work out what is the real meaning of a miracle. And the simple meaning of a miracle is a supernatural act of God. That means something that no man can do. That means no matter how great your doctor, no matter how great your professor, they cannot work a miracle for you. A miracle takes only God. It is the supernatural act of God. Jesus and his disciples was at the wedding of Canaan of Galilee, and the wine ran out. They had no more wine. And the Lord said to me to ask my people, what kind of situation that you have, what circumstance that you're faced with, that when you look at it, you need a supernatural act of God. If God don't show up in your situation, it's about to break loose. If God don't drop in your finances, you're about to hit bankrupt. If God don't drop in your marriage, you're about to end up in divorce. If God don't drop in your children, somebody is about to be arrested. And the Lord said it's a supernatural act of God, which means a miracle. So as we go into the weekend, we're asking God, God, I need a miracle, something that only God can do. And the Lord said, the water bucket. Grab your water bucket. Your water bucket is your situation. What is your situation? When you look at it, what is it? Because this thing got to hold the anointing. And when you pour the water in, which represents the anointing, then God said, I will work a miracle. But in order for God to work a miracle, it takes a God situation. That means it takes an impossible situation. Oh, my God, my God. But remember, we serve a God of the impossibility. We serve a God that walks on water. We serve a God that parted the Red Sea. We serve a God that raised the dead. We serve a God that can do nothing. Nothing. God cannot fail. So we serve a God today that can work out any circumstance, any situation, anything that we're facing. Oh, my God, my God, my God, I feel Jesus. Then Jesus can walk in the midst of it and turn your water into wine. That means he can turn your broken situation into wine. And sometimes when you come out of a
situation and a person look at you, you look nothing like the bucket. You look nothing like the water pot. Ha, shamando ramasia. When Jesus came and he met the woman at the well, she was messed up. But after the miracle worker changed her life, she ran and said, come see a man. That means God himself worked a miracle on her and changed her life. Oh, Jesus, the man that was sitting at the pool came in contact with a miracle, and the miracle working Jesus changed and transformed his life, and he was able to get up from his crippled situation and begin to walk. So today, oh God, my God, I feel God, my Jesus, I feel the Lord just saying to us, whatever you need, all you got to do, bring it before the Lord. Jesus sat, he sat before the water bucket, he's sitting before your situation, he's sitting before your circumstances, he's sitting before everything that you brought before him, he's sitting and he's looking at it, and he's saying, if you have faith enough to trust me, because without faith, it is impossible to please God, but they that cometh unto the Lord must come. Jesus, my God, I feel the Lord, I feel God, ah, my Jesus, my God, I don't know if a pastor should really request for me, because all of a sudden, I'm feeling God, because I have some situations before the Lord, ah, my God, man of God, we need a miracle, we just need God to drop a miracle on today, tomorrow, Monday. And just because the anointing is so much on me, I'm just going to speak miracles in the airways, miracle to all those who are listening, miracles in different countries, miracles in different homes, miracles in different ministries, miracles in marriages, miracles, my God, upon our children, miracles in our ministries, supernatural miracles, supernatural doors coming open, supernatural finances, supernatural grants. God is about to shift on our behalf, because I see the Lord and he's sitting in front of our situation. Jesus is saying, come on, disciples, come on, apostles, come on, prophets, come on, teachers, come on, evangelists, come on, pastors, bring them. He told his disciples, he said, go and bring me the water pots and fill them up with water. Water represents the anointing. Oh, God, in the Spirit of God. So God is about to fill us up so much that when we speak, because when they tasted, oh God, God is dropping revelation. When they tasted the wine, they realized it was different. So out of our mouth, speak the abundance. So out of our mouth, God is about to bless us. Oh God, and we begin to work miracles. Don't mean that you got to be an apostle. My God, I hear God. All you need is just a situation. All you need is a faith. All you need to do is just believe. All you need is Jesus. Put Jesus on the case. Put Jesus on your son case. Put Jesus on your daughter case. No matter if she's out there prostituting, God can still work a miracle. God can send somebody. A matter of fact, there are times when God just dispatched angels that sit on the side of the street. Angels that just pull up in a car and said, baby, what are you doing in the street? Angel dropped in your son's heart. Ah, the Spirit of the Lord dropped and just tell him, put the gun down and go home. It's a supernatural act of God. And today I'm speaking miracles. My God, it's all I need is a miracle, because I have some situations. I don't know if I'm the only one that have the situations before God that's saying, God, if you don't show up, Jesus, oh God, to manifest my Jesus. So many times there are miracles. Apostle, there are so many times there are miracles that are hanging over our head, and it's hanging in the spirit realm. Oh my God. But in order, see, he is God. He's Jesus. My God. My Jesus. And he could have just do it just like that. But he showed us, because the apostolic had to be demonstrated. So he demonstrated to his disciples that you gotta walk this thing out, or you gotta walk this thing the way how God give it to us, just to work it. And he showed them that you can't just operate in just the spirit realm, because the manifestation gotta come in the natural realm. The miracle was already sitting in the spirit realm. But Jesus demonstrated to them today we pull down. We are pulling down miracles out of the spirit and put it in manifestation in the natural realm. Too long we have gone with lack, but today I speak miracles in the name of Jesus, my God. Apostle, I don't want to go over my time. Hallelujah. Jesus. My God, I feel God. Men of God, I feel God. I believe that it is God. I believe it is God that have requested me. Oh God, because I even chef your ministry. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that miracles will begin to happen. Miracles, miracles. Oh God, a drawing miracle in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh God, financial increase in the name of Jesus. Father, we're pulling it down, God, out of the spirit.
Yes.
And Father, we put it in the natural. Father, everything that we need, just as how they tasted the wine, Father, we're going to speak it. Father, you said to Moses, oh God, what is it that's in your hand? Father, what is in our hand? Father, the water bucket, my God, what is it? Oh, that Jesus, God says, speak to the people that they go back and you begin to raise your hand, stretch your hand over the Red Sea, my God, and work
Hallelujah.
A miracle.
Mm.
Hey, Jesus. Jesus, when he came up, my God, against the man that was sitting at the pool, he said, rise up and walk. So, God, out of our mouth, we will begin to declare miracles. Whatever we speak, it shall be manifested. No more negative, but, God, miracles. The situation may look grim. It may look dark. Oh, Jesus, like we cannot face it. Oh, God, but with God in the vessel, oh, my God.
We
can smile at the storm and begin to work miracles. My God, the world is doing their own thing. But in this hour, in this season, God is pulling up some people that don't mind speak a thing, and it is so. Don't mind going in the spirit realm and pull miracles, healing, deliverance, restoration out of the spirit. Oh, God, so it can manifest. So often people come, you know, when ministers sitting in chairs, they are crippled, they dumb, they blind. And the Lord said, greater works will we do. Oh, God, when he go to our
Jesus.
Father, because he has given us the Holy Ghost. So therefore, if Jesus has done greater, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So therefore, we know that greater is in us to say to the sick, be healed. Say to the dumb, speak. Say to the blind, oh, God, come on and see in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Paul, they did it, huh, Jesus. Oh, the disciples did it. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, oh, God, that greater works are down inside of us to work miracles, supernatural acts, my God. Ooh, 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 ooh. Supernatural acts of God, my Jesus. My God, Apostle, let me quit and go. Let me quit and go because it's Friday, and I'm excited. You have me excited on your line. You have me excited. You have me excited on your radio
Hallelujah.
Show. You just have me so excited. My God, when I think of miracles, Apostle, when I just think of miracles, not just the goodness of God, but when I think of miracles, when you face with something that you know it's only God can do it, when you look at the stone, a matter of fact, there was stone. There was stone, what, six stones? When you look at stone, the sixth stone represents man. Oh, God, that means impossible. Something that is impossible. How will we bring the impossible before God in the name of Jesus? That means this number six that represents man. That means man cannot work a miracle. without God. Ah, Jesus. Eh? But
Jesus.
When God is in it, he has dropped the power on man to do supernatural acts. We live in the supernatural being. Oh, my God. And everything that, oh, God, we need operates in the supernatural. We take it out, we pull it down, and we operate in the natural. Oh, my son. My God, let me quit. Let me quit. I think my time right
amen,
now.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I understand. That's why I was just moving out the way and letting the Holy Ghost have his way. Let me tell you something. You know, I love it when, you know, people come on, praise God, that's used by God. Amen. And it's not scripted. So that's what I love, the Holy Ghost, the free call, the free move of the Holy Spirit. My goodness. And see, I want to let you know something, Apostle. Hallelujah. You spoke words that have already been spoken into the atmosphere, and all you did was put the cosign. You cosigned what God already spoke. My goodness. Let me tell you, because on Monday, thank you, Holy Spirit. On Monday, I told the people of God, I said, listen, one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 a flight. I said that we are going to believe God for a miracle by this coming Wednesday.
My
amen.
God.
And I even made an event that said 10,000 people coming together and touching the green in the power of prayer. And you spoke on faith. Huh? And it reminds me, amen, of having that mega faith, the mega faith that's beyond the usual faith, the mega faith that goes beyond the regular thinking, the thinking that thinks that, well, maybe this will happen, but this is unusual. This is a mega faith that's been stirred up, amen. Let me tell you something. My goodness, did God come through? Yes, he did. Because see, the everybody else, the enemy, the adversary, would have said, won't you give up? Why are you asking God to do things? But see, God woke me up one morning and said, ask, because you don't have it, because you're not asking. Asking shall be given unto you. My goodness. And God's been working miracles just the other day. Just the other day, I was just resting, and my doorbell rang at my house. Caucasian man came to my house, and he said, how you doing, sir? I wanted to ask you, do you still do the things you do with the kids and the families? I said, what you mean, service? He said, yeah, that's it. I said, sure I do. He said, me and my wife, we have a son and we have a family, and he's about 11 years old, and we at the point where we just don't know what to do. I said, well, man of God, I want you to come and join me on tonight. Let me tell you something. When people see you outside the four walls, amen, even in the business God had blessed me with, folks were coming in, my goodness, amen. And let me tell you something. They not only were coming into the place of business to get, and they would get saved right there and delivered, but God started to do something miraculous. What he said, like you said, I heard you say, woman of God, you said, apostle, you said that, you know, it's not just for the apostolic, those that are apostles, but it's for those that will touch out and believe. My goodness. Well, and people, my goodness, they came there like, with a whole family, and God just started to minister to me. There was a need that no one knew about, and they were just crying on the inside. Then all of a sudden, somebody off the street, I just can't take all the time, but let me tell you something. God, his train, oh my goodness, the train of his spirit into the street. And see, he's working miracles out. We needed to have not only did we need a miracle, but God, he made a miracle on top of giving us a miracle for our $1 million worth of liability insurance for next month. But he also said, instead of you just paying the same price for one day, I want to bless you for the whole entire year. I'm telling you, God, my goodness. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you got me. You started something out here, Apostle. Let me tell you, this is Apostle Raquel Peake. Amen. As she's our anointed guest on today. All you that are listening, let me tell you something. Whatever you need God to do, this is an opportunity, because God said he has opened up a window. The windows of heaven are open. What is it that you need? Your miracle is attainable. Mm-mm-mm. Matter of fact, it's more than attainable. It's being manifested in the natural. How many of you are willing just to step out and believe that on today? Well, listen, at this time, Apostle, we got some time, praise God, and we have many callers on the line. If you out there, amen, you just need to hear the word. Well, you heard the word, but if you just need maybe a word of prayer or something, I want you to go ahead and hit the number one, amen, on your dial pad over there, and we'll be notified in the studio. Apostle Raquel, you allow God to use you in such a way that it had to be today, because this day was truly, truly a day that many needed to hear this word on today, that face some situations, you know,
my
Apostle?
God.
Amen. And you were saying, let you stop. I didn't want to let you stop. Amen. I know time doesn't allow. Amen. But, you know, but when I remember, and you remember in the old days and in the back in the days when the Holy Spirit, we moved out the way and just allowed God to be God and let him have his way. Amen. We didn't try to, like, put the Holy Spirit in a bottle. Cause, you know, the Holy Spirit is not, This fresh off the press. God said for somebody out there, for people to understand that the Holy Spirit is not a genie in the bottle. My goodness.
Oh my God.
Amen. Yes. We do have a call though. Amen. Coming from the area of I think it's Atlanta, Georgia. 478-213. You're on the air. God bless you.
Hi, praise the Lord. God bless you, Apostle Andre. This is Pastor Janet. Bless your good heart.
Oh, well, bless you, Pastor Janet. Boy, how are you?
I'm excellent. I'm excited this afternoon. I got home early today, so I was able to hit the buttons, and I heard this powerful apostle on the line giving that word. The fire was burning all through my body. That's a powerful woman right there. That is some words. Wow.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Raquel, this is a good friend of mine. She's a powerful woman, her and her husband. This is Pastor Jeanette Boyd. Amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Pastor.
God bless you, woman of God. Powerful. I mean, not even just the word. It was just ricocheting through the phone line, burning my arms and legs. I said, woo, that woman got some power on her. Powerful, awesome, awesome. I mean, if the heavens didn't open, I don't know.
Miracles.
Amen. Well, I thank you so much for your support. Amen. You know, we got the proclamation last week and a half ago from the mayor. We're looking to get one from the governor and one from President Obama for next month. Amen. And, you know, Pastor Janet, you've seen the struggles, the warfare, some of the things that our ministry has gone through. But you know something? Let me tell you something. I thank God for Apostle Raquel, because God told me that there's a lot of people that he placed across my path, amen, that are kingdom-minded and also kingdom, now catch this by the Spirit, says kingdom activators. Mm. There's some that are activating people that need to be activated into the kingdom of God. There's many that but they need it to be activated. And see, so just like in anything else, you have folks that God said, I have a special limit that's on standby. And some of those limits are being activated strategically in different locations. And God said he's going to bring many of you all together. And I don't know when it's going to take place, if it's going to be taking place this year, this fall. But God told me to bring many people that have come across this platform to bring them together for a big, big, you know, convocation type situation where there's a revival that's breaking out in the hearts of thy people. Apostle, you have anything you'd like to say?
You know what, Apostle, and I'm going to go, but, you know, I see this in the spirit, and, you know, us as apostles, once you see it, you just got to move with it real quick. But the Lord just told me to do this, and I really got to do it for you and go. But while you were talking, I really see angels. Angels begin to part the heavens for you, and God is going to shoot you. It's like the Lord pull you back. He pull you way back. And the Lord is about to let you go.
Yes, Jesus.
And your ministry is about to take off in such a way that you yourself cannot even control it. Because it's going to be a Holy Ghost thing. But the Lord told me, he said, do this. I don't know why, but I'm just going to obey God. I may never meet you. I may never speak to you again. But the Lord said, but the Lord dropped this in my spirit and told me to go in the spirit and just begin to part it out for him. Just begin to remove every roadblock. Every obstacle that you came across. In the name of Jesus, and as angels even begin to usher you in the next dimension, not level, but the next dimension of your ministry. Oh, Mando Ramashiandarabahaya, even fire will begin to move upon you. In the name of Jesus, as you begin to move in heaven, God, Mando Ramashiandarabahaya, every proclamation that you have requested, the Lord said, it is coming unto you. And not only that, but the Lord says, favor is beginning to release unto you as you begin to operate in a new dimension. I just see angels moving on the left, on the right. As you go, there will no longer be roadblocks and hindrance. But God is removing them out of your way because it is your season, your hour, and your set time, saith the Lord, Jesus, because increase and greater, God, are just ahead of you. Whatever you face, and even as apostle, as you're moving further along, I'm even seeing that you're moving out of the storm, and you're moving out of danger way, because you're going greater into heaven. Oh, my son, and great favors I'm talking about. Supernatural favor. You will shake hands with some great men and some great women of God because you have remained humble. Every time the Lord elevated you, you have remained humble. Your position have never got you, my God, and taken you out of character. You have remained humble. And because of your humbleness and because of your servanthood, God said he's going to put you around great tables with great leaders, and your name shall echo in the air. And you shall have great opportunities, saith the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. I receive that. I receive that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Father. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I receive that, woman of God. I'm humbled. Lord, I thank you right now. Beloved, you all that are listening right now, that's been Apostle. Amen. Raquel Pete. She is the pastor of Hallelujah Kingdom, Kingdom Building International Ministries. She's from 409 South Van Street, Gastonia, North Carolina, 28052. Her website is www.kbim.org. That's www.kbim.org. You can email them at projectshine@projectshine.net. Amen. Listen, beloved, the Spirit of God's all over me. My goodness. Hallelujah. But I want to just say to you that are listening, hallelujah. Join me next week, amen, at 5 p.m. And if you would like to sow into the ministry, in the broadcast ministry, into Citywide Church of God, amen, you may go to our website, hallelujah, checks or money order to be made out to Citywide Church of God, P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey, 08886. Once again, that's Citywide Church of God, P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey, 08886. Or to go to our website at www.citywidecog.org. Citywidecog.org. Thank you. I'm humbled. I thank God for you, Apostle. I speak kingdom blessings upon you, your family, your seed. Even this offering, this to me is an offering because of your servitude and because of your humbleness, because you answered the call that God will release, amen, not only the desires of your heart, but as he's increasing your territory and the windows of heaven are been opened, that God will pour down a thunderstorm of multiple blessings, not only on your seed, but the spare seed and the seed to come, amen, and even in the different locations as you go and prepare for travel internationally, that God will, I see God establishing, amen, even in the other countries, like in England and different places, I see the establishment of the ministry growing in magnitudes, amen. So I thank God for you. I thank God for all those that are on the line today, the supporters, praise God. I want to say that you enjoy your weekend, amen, and expect your miracle. I'm receiving the miracles. I'm about to get off the phone and just give God a praise. This is a good time for you on today that tuned into this radio broadcast, wherever you may be at. You need to just go ahead and go into a jubilee of shout, a jubilee of praise, and just give God praise for his goodness and for the release of this Rhema word on today. Beloved, until we meet again, this is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Have a blessed weekend until we meet again. God bless you.
Secret place, show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live the secret place. Show me your face. Oh, oh.
I'm not satisfied with where I've been, though I've cried out before. Still I want more. I want to see your power.
I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face.